This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. Back with you. It's the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here with you. And, you know, it's been said that Donald Trump has, a corner on a big part of Hillary Clinton's real estate mind, if you know what I'm talking about. I mean, here in a foreign policy speech last month, she mentions Trump 62 times. Last night, in her acceptance speech, over 20 times. You tell me. What do you think? Listen to what Chuck Todd had to say about it.
Of Meet the Press, Chuck Todd. Chuck, your opinion on the job as delivered?
Well, what I said earlier was the word Stemwinder and Hillary Clinton and speech are never probably going to be in the same sentence. To borrow a phrase from Mario Cuomo, you supposedly campaign in poetry, govern in prose. Well, the speech to me was a lot of prose, which in many ways is Hillary Clinton, right? She didn't go out there and try to be something she wasn't.
Yeah.
But it wasn't a speech that built on the momentum of Wednesday night. Wednesday night was speech night in many ways. There was a lot of great poetry from President Obama to Joe Biden and things like that. I think the two things that struck me about it, though, substantively, first of all, this is a very progressive agenda that she outlined. And if you think about this, I don't believe anybody on the set there, I challenge you, Rachel, anybody else on that set, a year ago would have thought that she would give as progressive of a speech as she gave tonight. I think it's a speech that Bernie Sanders could have given if he were the nominee tonight. And it does seem as if that when they wrote this speech, they seemed to be almost more worried about Sanders and making sure they did everything to keep the party together, because it was on that front, it was very progressive. The other part of it is, and she said this in an interview 2 weeks ago, and this speech makes it clear. She said 2 weeks ago, somebody asked her, is this going to be a referendum on you? And she goes, no, this is going to be a referendum on Donald Trump. Well, she made her speech about Donald Trump, the other half of her speech about Donald Trump. She made more references to Trump in her acceptance speech, 20, than Donald Trump made of her, just 9. So I think that tells you where their focus is. They believe they're going to win this election by making this, because it's anti-Trump, and that gives her the luxury of, I think, campaigning on a more progressive agenda because of Trump. That appears to be the calculation they made. It's not going to win over a lot of extra Republicans, put it that way. But I don't know if that was the goal of the speech.
Chuck, do we have a...
Scott, I wonder if America really understands what this progressive agenda represents. She's so quick on one hand to, bring up the question of what it would cost, some of these things that Donald Trump has presented. But whenever she presents something, she just says, hey, we're going to pay for it. And somehow, she looks to, big business and Wall Street, all these people that she's taken money from. And I guess she just keeps on, going to the ATM machine of Wall Street. Whenever, things fall short, everybody says, well, let's go after the people that got the deal. In fact, she said something quite profound, which was interesting in contrast to what Peter Schweitzer had to say about follow the money. She says, follow the money. And I'm going, she did say that, right? I mean, it's like with the Clinton Foundation, follow the money. And next to the money are Bill and Hillary, and yet they're, claiming to be servants of us little people, of the minions of America. They are servants, make sure that they get their cut. Let's not deny that their hands are out and they're looking at it in much the same way that Nancy Pelosi, and I believe it's the disease of these professional politicians, this political class that we've allowed to develop over time. And is it any wonder? I mean, the Constitution is getting thrown out and you got elites trying to run this deal because America has decided to, check out. Well, we need you to check back in, ladies and gentlemen. It's all hands on deck, and we're going to get this country back on track. It is where it is right now because that's where we let it go. This is Bill Martinez.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop here. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here with you. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. Hey, we still have some more DVDs and Blu-ray discs to give away on Miracles from Heaven. If you want your copy, all you got to do is send me an email, Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. Tell me you want to be in the running. Include your address, and we'll get you in the hopper. We pull your name, and you got a free DVD coming your way. Thank you so much. Daniel Horowitz is with us, senior editor at Conservative Review. He's guest hosted nationally syndicated radio programs such as Sean Hannity and Steve Dace, our good buddy. His pieces are often quoted in the Associated Press, Wall Street Journal, USA Today, and Fox News as well. And he just released a new book titled Stolen Sovereignty that will reaffirm what it is that you've already have been knowing and getting a grip of, and it's quite shocking and revealing. It's probably a couple times as you're reading through the book, it will you might suddenly find it being released out of your hands across the room, and I understand why. Daniel Horowitz, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Hey, great to be with you. I'm always accused of being the Grim Reaper, so this book won't disappoint.
Well, I'll tell you, it's the grim reality. That's where we are. I mean, and you got to call it for what it is. And Daniel, I'm sure as this book was starting to, you know, drop into your mindset, and as you were, you know, kind of giving birth to this whole process and this idea, it probably wasn't an easy book to write because you're dealing with America, and you're seeing, you know, what a lot of us are seeing is that we're losing grip of this great American experiment.
No, exactly. I mean, the first step to solving a problem is to fully recognize the severity of the problem, and we can't sugarcoat it. I mean, this is what we often try to do, and I think we've been doing this as conservatives over the past several decades, and we refuse to recognize how bad it is and therefore formulate a solution to actually deal with the problem. I mean, what I deal with in this book, there's a lot going on. There's judicial tyranny, the war on religious liberty, our founding unalienable rights, our sovereignty, our borders with out-of-control immigration. But the common thread is what I refer to as social transformation without representation. That not only has our country been radically transformed beyond anything we could have envisioned, but it's been done by the unelected branches of government. The people never even voted for much of what is going on. I start out my book, September 3rd last year, and that date has no significance in the consciousness of most Americans, but that's when Kim Davis was thrown in jail by a Republican-appointed judge, by the way, for not merely signing a same-sex marriage license, which was against her state's law for, you know, since the state adopted the Constitution. And on the same day, a Ninth Circuit panel released a criminal alien by asserting that that person was transgendered and applied international law saying they would be tortured being sent back to Mexico, and then castigated the immigration officials for not using the proper pronoun. And that's when I said, Houston, we've got a problem here with the court, over and beyond what even the last generation warned about.
Well, and as you put it here, Daniel, you know, social transformation without representation. And we didn't vote for these judges. They've just taken over. They've hijacked our culture. And now, in all their wisdom, I mean, we see votes being vacated one after another. I mean, it still galls me to this day. I mean, I was living in California at the time. I'm bi-coastal these days, so back and forth. But now I'm really on another coast altogether because we're on baby watch with our daughter here in Hawaii. And so it just galled me that, you know, speaking of circuit judges vacating votes in California, they vacated 8 million votes with one, you know, swipe of the pen, and California just shrugged.
And that's what I wanted to lay down for the rest of time. There is a huge constitutional crisis. We have a number of them. But the single biggest one is our system of governance being flipped on its head, that most people now have the perception that the judiciary is the final and sole arbiter over every social and political issue of our time. And it's gotten to such a point where they now have the ability to overturn not just legislation and laws, but natural law, unalienable rights. What's in the Constitution is out. What's out is read into it. This is insane. Just since I released my book 2 weeks ago, you've had lower courts invalidating basic religious liberty laws, codifying transgenderism, releasing criminal aliens, invalidating basic voter integrity laws of states that have full control over the methods and procedures of elections. I'm forgetting a bunch of things off the top of my head, but you know what I mean. I mean, this is every day I see things. It's not just the Supreme Court, and I think – you know, there's different reasons for it, why our society and Republicans and, you know, the congressional, the legislative branches of government tolerated this for a number of decades. But what I'm warning here is it's gotten so bad, you can't tolerate this breach that the judiciary sits on top of the food chain. They do not. And to the extent they even have this power, what I warn about and what I note and encourage Congress to use is their Article 3 power to fully reform and define the jurisdiction of the courts. I don't know why more people don't talk about it, but this is why I wrote this book. I want people to know that in a Republican democracy, the legislative branch always has the final say.
Exactly. Well, Daniel, is the groundswell that the media is misunderstanding and underreporting, is this all, you know, what you wrote about, is this contributing to that, you know, that wave of momentum that the media and other elites, they can't even define because it's beyond their perspective? Because, you know, what I'm hearing across the country is an anger and angst with the direction of this country, with the chaos that's happening at all turns. And the media doesn't get it. All they just think that you know, Donald Trump is a knucklehead, and they keep beating him up. But meanwhile, you know, he goes out and holds a, you know, a town hall meeting or whatever event that he holds, and thousands of people are showing up. Is this part and parcel to what we're experiencing and not, you know, having reported by the mainstream media?
You know, most of the book is a lot of history, legal theory, you know, certainly very philosophical on unalienable rights. But at the beginning in the introduction, and I encourage everyone to read that, I get very political. And I address exactly the point you're talking about. It's undeniable that there is seething anger in this country. And what I identify in the book as one of the major causes is this social transformation without representation. We have a very divided country. It's well known. It's almost the point where we need a two-state solution. I mean, you got red America, you got blue America. But the best thing you could do to deal with that is deal with it in the democratic process, have, you know, devolve most of the power to the states where it should have been anyway, have state legislatures deal with most of the major contentious social and political issues of our time. The fact that we're having all this social transformation being done without the consent of the people, that is why there's so much anger. So whether it's the transgenderism, whether it's redefining marriage, whether it's all of immigration policy, as I write about in the second half of the book, not just at the hands of the court, where they're giving rights to illegal aliens, but also the bureaucrats, that the American people never passed legislation that led directly to this massive transformation that we're seeing through immigration. It was all done by the unelected branches. The only way to heal this country is to return this power back to the people's representatives, compromise, debate it, and that's how we'll heal as a nation. We got to.
Well, Daniel, we got to go to break. We'll pick it up from there. His book, Stolen Sovereignty. Daniel Horowitz is with us. More from Daniel right after this.
Thousands of Americans are losing weight and feeling better with the 10, 2, and a Chew weight loss system from ILikeTheWayILook.com. Here is U.S. Army Sergeant Dave Myers.
Since I started taking the Nuvena, I have lost over 12 pounds. I have a long military career, and it has caused some issues with my knees and my ankles over the years, and I have become accustomed to just being in pain with one of those areas. I can only attribute the way I feel to the Nuvena because that's the only thing that's changed in my diet, and I am absolutely pain-free in knees and ankles, and it just feels great to be able to get out and run around and move pain-free again.
The Nuvena Collagen Protein Shake is part of the 10-2 and a Chew weight loss system from ILikeTheWayItLook.com. Collagen feeds the joints, hair, and skin. It could help you lose weight, feel better, and look younger. Watch the video on ILikeTheWayItLook.com and get the full story. They even offer free samples. Go to ILikeTheWayItLook.com. ILikeTheWayItLook.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything: refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be: clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Getting America back on track.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Bill Martinez live.
We're back with you. Welcome back, America. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, we're visiting with Daniel Horowitz. He's just released his new book, Stolen Sovereignty. Daniel, where can people go for more information on your book?
Sure, Amazon.com. You have in Kindle edition as well as hard copy. There will be an audio book soon. Or you go to WND, the publisher of WorldNet Daily. They have a superstore and anywhere in your bookstores. Thank God this book is everywhere.
Exactly. And we'll be linking it on our website, too, at BillMartinezLive.com. Daniel, worldviews and where people are coming from are so critical. And President Obama, you know, we had a very difficult time vetting him. We had an idea, but there was such a groundswell for change and this change we could believe in and all this stuff. And here we are almost 8 years down the road, and it has just been one big nightmare. But clearly his worldview has driven the court. And his, as we mentioned before, is not one that is consistent with the Founding Fathers' worldview regarding the courts.
No, and this is the big problem. A lot of people think, oh my gosh, November is a big crossroads. You know, whatever direction we go, that's going to determine the future of the country. The problem is, even if Republicans win this election, and this is why I wrote the book at this time, it will be meaningless if the courts are not reined in, if Congress does not reclaim that power and pass judicial reform, which I explain how to do that in Chapter 9. The reason is not only have the courts rendered elections moot by being the final and sole arbiter of all social and political issues, they now determine the issues that affect the elections itself. So in other words, you know, as it relates to immigration, non-citizens voting, accounting illegals in the census, birthright citizenship, and now like you're seeing the last couple of weeks, the circuit courts tossing out basic voter integrity laws. I mean, could you imagine the courts are now mandating states to implement early voting? I mean, early voting didn't exist until a decade ago. It's manifestly against the spirit of the Constitution that calls for an election day. But certainly to say that if you don't have it is unconstitutional is unreal. We cannot win elections like this. The Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals in North Carolina literally said that any method or procedure that Democrats could identify that will boost black turnout must be adopted by the state. So this is no joke. Obama has appointed 40% of the district bench, 30% of the appellate bench. And let me tell you, these people ate your grandfather's judicial activists. These people share – picture having Obama's political views, but now having the power to enshrine that retroactively into the 14th Amendment, Civil Rights Act, Voting Rights Act. We can't move an inch. If you've noticed, it's hard enough to get Republicans to do the right thing to begin with. But, you know, forget about the presidency. We've already had, you know, 32 governors, I believe 23, 24 states where we control the trifecta of state government. So you expect, hey, we're going to do some good things. Almost every righteous thing our guys do is thrown out by the court. Mm-hmm. So this is going to happen on a federal level. And what I warn in the book is that we're approaching the final frontier in judicial tyranny, where not only do they infringe upon unalienable rights in order to create special protected classes of Americans, they're copying and pasting those special rights and now giving them to foreign nationals. So hence you're seeing them invalidate deportations and overturn criminal alien statutes passed by Congress. As I note, Congress has plenary power over that. This is our sovereignty they're violating now. We're not going to have a nation state left if we don't rein in the courts and Congress explicitly say they do not have the power to adjudicate such cases.
Well, this is the issue that we're hearing in this round of politics in this election cycle is the issue of globalization versus populism and, America versus the world. And, you know, some people are getting it. Others, of course, I mean, you know, we're showing the underbelly of elites and it's making them gravely uncomfortable. So now they've tried to, you know, form Donald Trump into some, you know, lunatic because they cannot be exposed. But, you know, hey, let's pull the curtain back and see it for what it is, right?
No, absolutely. And this is, you know, this book I hope to be the definitive case for sovereignty, for American sovereignty. And it's kind of a double entendre, stolen sovereignty. It's both that the courts have stolen our individual sovereignty to govern ourselves. Hark back to the preamble of the Declaration of Independence, where we're guaranteed life, liberty, and property, but also a fourth right, governance by the consent of the governed. I mean, we don't have that anymore because the unelected branch is deciding everything. But then we have state sovereignty being violated left and right. And then finally, national sovereignty, where, you know, this notion that people could come here, drop a baby against the consent of the people, unilaterally assert jurisdiction, and then say, oh, that kid has citizenship, and he could vote in 18 years. That's nonsense. So
exactly.
I have a definitive case against birthright citizenship. I just want to quote a comment from Chief Justice John Marshall, who, relative to his day, was a judicial strongman. But this is what he believed, that the jurisdiction of a nation within its own territory is necessarily exclusive and absolute. It is susceptible of no limitation not imposed by itself. Any restriction upon it deriving validity from an external source would imply a diminution of its sovereignty to the extent of the restriction and an investment of that sovereignty to the same extent in that power which could impose such restriction. So, you know, the point is, you hit it on the nail. The sovereignty question is the underlying issue of our time, as you saw from Europe with Brexit.
Right.
And the point is, we have to maintain at arm's length. The people have to have that control. How do you have that control? By the critical decisions being made solely by the elected representative.
Well, and as you and I have talked about, Donald Trump has talked about the system being rigged, Bernie Sanders, but the rigging of the system is so pervasive and so deep. I mean, your book touches on a whole nother rigging that I don't think the people have quite understood as to what's going on. I mean, this system is fixed. Illegals voting and the voting rights and the way this has been handled. And it's been handled to serve one party and one party alone and the elites that are there. The elites need, in order to exist, they need an entitlement class. And over the years, we have shrugged and allowed them to build this class to such a degree that it probably represents, 35-40%. I'm not throwing in, a lot of people, anybody gets a government check. I'm talking about the people that rely totally on the government. It's probably about 35-40%. Isn't Daniel somewhere in that number?
No, exactly. And that's the thing. We have a narrowing window of electoral viability here. And that's my point. But as I note in the book, the reason why I identify the courts as the most immediate problem is because a lot of the things we're going to need to do to jam our foot into that closing window and try to win election is we're going to have to reform the integrity of elections, voter ID laws and obviously not having non-citizens voting and then just the general immigration problems we have. But if you look at the direction of the courts, they're starting to grant citizen rights to foreign nationals. They're starting to, the entire legal profession at least is claiming there is an affirmative right to immigrate, which is something very dangerous. And that's the thing. So we could win elections, but it won't matter anymore because in the long run we won't be able to win because the courts will take it out of our hands. And this is what I lead up to in the final chapter, demonstrating the historical, legal, and philosophical case for Congress exercising Article 3, Section 2 to exempt and regulate the jurisdiction of the courts, that the courts do not have the power to throw out state sovereignty laws, certainly federal sovereignty laws, and they could just say, you interpret the laws, the cases under the law, you do not have the right to serve as a counsel of revision against
law.
The legislature.
Exactly. And the thing is here, Daniel, is what do we the people do in order to recapture the power of we the people that we're not exercising?
And that's the thing. We need to educate Congress that they have the power. We live in a democracy. They were given the power. They could rein in the courts in multiple ways, the lower courts, Supreme Court, get stolen sovereignty. You'll see it. This is the intellectual foundation for what we need to make our country relevant again.
Yes, exactly. Well, Daniel, congratulations on the book. Again, remind everybody where they can go to get their hands on it. This is a must-read, ladies and gentlemen. Our very soul, our very spirit of this great American experiment is at hand right now, and it's up to you. Stolen Sovereignty, where do they go?
Amazon.com, How to Stop Unelected Judges from Transforming America. They've declared war on us. It's time for Congress to reclaim that power.
Did you know there's an approved healthcare choice just for Christians that's founded on the timeless principles in God's Word? It's not insurance. It's MediShare. Over 189,000 believers across America who love God and share each other's healthcare bills. It's about half the cost of health insurance, and you never pay for medical practices that go against your Christian beliefs. Best of all, the healthcare law includes a special provision for MediShare members, so you don't have to buy insurance or face penalties. MediShare is affordable healthcare without compromise. learn how thousands of Christians can help you save on your health care. For your free information guide, call 855-BIBLE-11. Not available in Montana. MediShare, affordable biblical health care. Call 855-BIBLE-11. That's 855-BIBLE-11.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
You've reached Bill Martinez live.
Easy to work. Up antenna, switch on, press talk button, and you broadcast from room to room and even house to house.
For Spanish, press 2.
Porque todos cuentan en el formulario del censo, especialmente los niños. Así ayudas a que tengamos más cosas en nuestra comunidad, como centros de cuidado, escuelas y más.
Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's
Bill Martinez live.
Cape on, you know, it's never been the same. Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Dr. Sean McFate, who served as a paratrooper in the U.S. Army's 82nd Airborne Division, and associate professor at the National Defense University, a senior fellow at the Atlantic Council, and an adjunct professor at Georgetown University's School of Foreign Service, is also the author of his novel, Shadow War, a Tom Locke novel, which is available now, is with us. Sean, always good to have you with us. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing great, Bill. How are you doing?
Hey, doing wonderful. Thank you so much. We're still on baby watch here in Oahu. The daughter unit is about ready to deliver. This will be her first child, our ninth grandchild. So we are eagerly expecting little Jackson coming soon, you know, saying hello world.
Wow. Well, congratulations. Yeah. That's a great thing.
Yeah, it really is. We're really excited. And as I say, baby watch with eager expectation. Speaking of watches, boy, what's going on in Rio here? How they're able to pull this together, but I know that a lot of security experts, Sean, are holding their breath, just keeping an eye that we don't have another Munich on our hands.
That's right. In fact, ISIS is already using Munich 72 Olympics as the model to inspire lone wolf attacks. And right now, I think Brazil has a fingers crossed policy.
Oh, well, yeah. Yeah, that's, last time I checked, not very effective, is it?
No, I mean, I think luck is going to have to be involved for this. I mean, on some, you know, Brazil's got a lot of issues going on behind the stage, of course, of the Olympics, as we all know. There's the terrible recession, there's corruption and impeachment trials, there's the economy that, you know. But I think right now that the terrorist threat is very real, and I'm not sure how seriously they're taking it. I mean, they're trying to take it seriously, but their police and their military is not
geared literally to take on counterterrorism threats. They're geared to take on narco threats, which is a little bit different.
Mm. Now, is America and other security experts helping out here and doing what they can? I mean, especially in light of ISIS posting, you know, threats in Portuguese. I mean, it's directly targeted to Rio. And wouldn't this be a big win for them to disrupt the Olympics?
It is. I mean, so right now, ISIS and Baghdadi, they've translated all of their core propaganda into Portuguese, and they're defining media channels. For example, there's this thing called Telegram. It's like a encrypted app you put on your iPhone or your Android, and that it's a channel to, quote, inspire the believers. And they're trying to encourage lone wolf attacks, and they've even given 17 different ways to kill either Americans, British, French, or Israelis. And that includes, for example, poisoning. It includes buying toy drones and weaponizing them to kamikazes and killing people, and to go after soft targets. Like, for example, not attacking stadiums with sports events, which are going to have heavy security, but attacking discos, bars, beaches, restaurants,
exactly.
Hotels. And, you know, it's really hard for any police force to guard against a lone wolf attacker in the style of Orlando or Nice, France. And that's what Brazil police and military have to face.
What populist defense mechanism is in play there in Rio?
Well,
and what can the people do to defend themselves?
I think, well, first of all, if you know you're one of the target groups, because this would be a huge propaganda victory for ISIS if they could kill,
yes,
you know, Americans or whomever. If you know you're one of the targeted groups, I would avoid large crowds, which is hard to do if you're going,
yeah,
to the Olympics.
Exactly.
I mean, I think, like, you could take a, it sounds ridiculous, but the American basketball team has their own sort of, like, yacht, you know, that they're living on. I mean, you could do that. But it's really hard to avoid, you know, other than, you know, try to not stand out as a uniquely American. But it's really hard to do this. It's a bit of a lottery. It's like the people who are, you know, victims in Orlando, Florida.
Yeah. Well, like you say, it's, you know, a fingers crossed, which Bob Costas said, you know, on Olympics terrorism fears. I mean, fingers crossed type of policy. I mean, this is crazy. Because even if you go on a yacht, I mean, you are almost saying, well, here's a target. Here's where we're all located. You know, and if you took out a basketball team, a USA basketball team, I mean, you know, what an award that would be.
I mean, the truth is, it's really difficult. There's no way you can make it impossible to be a target. So, you know, if you go down there, I think it's like going down there on the Zika virus. You're assuming some risk.
Yes.
And there's very little that can be done about it unless you, and if you have your own bodyguards, your own personal security detail, that's no guarantee. I mean, so I think, you know, what the Brazilians have reached out to the Americans. The Americans have helped them. For example, in middle of July, the FBI shared really great intelligence about an ISIS cell in Brazil, which the Brazilian police then rolled up and captured. But the question is, are there other cells out there? And of course, the lone wolf attack. It's really hard to
exactly
that.
Well, Sean, is there any way to scramble that channel that they're using?
It's encrypted, so I presume the answer is yes, but it's not easy. And there's multiple ways they can reach people. I mean, it's not just iPhone. There's the internet. You can't shut down the internet, especially for something like this. So I think you can do what you can, but there's a bit of a whack-a-mole aspect to shutting down communications from ISIS.
I know that, you know, President Obama brought up that term about a whack-a-mole type of policy, but if they're parading as moles and that's what they're doing, I mean, what else can you do but whack-a-mole, right?
Well, you know, that's an aspect of the strategy, of course, is doing that, but we need to get ahead of the strategy and go to the source. And and, you know, when it comes to the Olympics, of course, it's too late to stop, you know, propaganda right now, but I think for all future events, we need to have a good counter narrative to ISIS. We don't really have one, a good sort of, and the second is we need to sort of, you know, collapse the source, which which, in my opinion, the Obama administration has a too little, too late policy. You know, allowing the situation to fester to get to this point is a problem. So we need to be more proactive, in my opinion, about going after threats and threats like this, because they just it emboldens other threats like ISIS.
Well, you know, to your point here, and, you know, the American sentiment is that President Obama is not doing enough, but yet he wants to assure everybody and his spokespeople that he's done more about terrorism than any other president. Well, I would say that he's been a president that had to deal with more terrorism than any other president, so those numbers are somewhat jilted, and even the numbers that he presents, you know, the bottom line is it's not enough because, you know, Joe Biden and Secretary Kerry, I mean, they're more concerned about climate change than they are ISIS, and I can't even believe that they present that with a straight face, and America goes, wait a minute, is there a disconnect here? I mean, you're talking about climate change, and you got a bunch of jihadis running around, saying death to America, and, you know, and all the Western culture of the world, and they're going after it with all these, you know, attacks, lone wolf or otherwise. And you want to tell us all is well here, and you know, and you would have us align the deck chairs on the Titanic.
That's right. I mean, the fact that Obama is claiming he's done more against, you know, terrorists in his, you know, 8 years, despite the fact that terrorism has grown on his watch, causes cognitive dissonance, especially when he says, you know, energy security is our number one security, you know, issue. That, you know, to me as a security expert and also as a former paratrooper, that seems a little bit in the lexicon of absurdity.
Well, you know, and this is what I think the people had an idea. I mean, they knew that President Obama, I mean, he didn't come in with a bunch of experience. He's gained a lot of experience. It's been an OJT type of situation here, and we've been paying the price for that. And here we are. We're, you know, we're entering a time and period where we really need somebody that gets it, don't we?
We absolutely need leadership in this issue. It's not going to go away. This will be the beginning of the 21st century. I don't see this abating unless we take a new tactic, new strategy.
Sean McVay on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
How long were you a slave?
5 years.
What is your name?
Benna.
On August 19th, my family was betrayed by my own brother.
On the road to revenge,
I won't let him go unpunished.
One man was shown the path.
There is a way.
Defeat your brother in the arena and free us all.
To redemption.
People would follow you. I would follow you.
You should have killed me.
I will.
No! No! We have to fight now, brother!
Ben-Hur, rated PG-13, may be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters, Real D 3D and IMAX 3D, August 19th.
Having a place to go after school will make you a better student. Having an outlet to express yourself will make you a better artist. Having something to do together will make you a better family. At The Y, we're helping build better friends, listeners, writers, swimmers, scientists, and musicians, one chance at a time. Give the gift of opportunity. Donate to The Y at ymca.net/give. The Y, for a better us.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez Live.
Who is the gopher's ally, his friend? The harmless squirrel and the friendly rabbit. I'm going to use you two guys to do my dirty work for me.
What more could you want? Bill Martinez Live.
You know, I'm hearing that and I'm wondering, you know, Hillary Clinton, she wonders who her gopher's eye is, huh? What do you think? Just a little sidebar, but it's time that we lighten up things and let's talk movies with Bob Waliszewski, huh? Bob Focus on the Family's Director of Media and Culture, Director of Focus's Plugged In Department, which features the popular Plugged In website. Robert, how are we doing, buddy?
Hey, good morning, Bill, and
good morning.
Happy Hawaii, I just want to say I'm jealous is what I want to say. So anyway.
Well, you're jealous until you realize that, you know, we do a live show, so 9 to 12 Eastern, so by the time we get to Hawaii time, it's 3 to 6 in the morning, so it's early to rise here, you know?
I did the math last week. I totally get that. And but I think it's a small price to pay just between you and me.
Well, anyhow, especially with the anticipation that we have. It's all good, and Hawaii's great, and... You know, we're overlooking Diamond Head, Waikiki Beach right now, and then of course saw Shucks after little Jackson is born, and get a little bit of time with him. Then we head to Kauai for some time, and we may try to take a break, you know, while we're in Kauai. But we'll be still doing the show because that's what we do, you know.
Well, my wife actually happens to be over in Hawaii right now, which is
really,
and so I'm extra jealous. I'm jealous because you're there. I'm jealous because she's there, because it's my daughter's birthday today.
Well, happy birthday to her.
Said, hey, yeah. I think I'd like to go over and spend some time with Kelsey for her birthday, and I have to work.
So, yeah, there is. Well, what island is Kelsey on?
She's on the Big Island.
Oh, okay, all right.
On the dry side, there's the Hilo, mm-hmm. which is the wet rainforest yeah. side, and then there's Kona, right. which is the dry side, and she's about 20 miles north of Kona.
Oh, wow. Well, good friend for her. So what is she doing on the Big Island? We talk a little family stuff here before we get into
this. Yeah. And I hope our listeners don't mind. She is. She manages a whale-watching boat,
wow.
and it's not
okay.
whale season right now, as you
no,
know. And
no.
when it's not whale season, they swim with the dolphins, and they also do snorkeling trips. So she keeps her boss extra busy. And keeps him on the right path, I think.
Exactly. Well, good for her. Well, congratulations on her 28th birthday, and for you, and sadly being apart from them. But hey, Mama's there having a good time.
Oh, I know she is. I know. I mean, she's asleep right now. You're up, but she's asleep. But she'll be up soon. And I heard them say they're going to do a very early morning paddleboard on the.
Oh, good.
So,
well, good deal. Hey, let's talk movies. Speaking of fun, Suicide Squad kind of surprised a lot of people here. Big numbers.
Well, it didn't surprise me that it would be number one, but it surprised me how much it was number one. It made $135 million over the weekend.
Wow.
It averaged almost $32,000 per every screening across America, on over 4,000 screens across America. And every time they did a showing, it looked like, based on those numbers, it looked like they were pretty well jam-packed. And now, it's no surprise, Bill, that superhero movies have grabbed American culture. We've seen it time and time again. Put out a new Superman movie, people go. Put out Batman movie, people go. Put out a new Spider-Man, people go. How about the Avengers? Do phenomenally well. As a group, individually, want a Captain America film? People are going to go. You want to do an Iron Man film? People are going to go. Even Deadpool, the very profane and hardly really a superhero, but that film, first R-rated superhero movie, did incredibly well. So where was this one going to fall? Well, after watching it, it just didn't work. And even the secular critics, if you go to RottenTomatoes.com, you'll find most of them have been saying, it's too busy, it's jumbled, it's confusing, it doesn't work well. And I totally agree. So I didn't think it would do 135 million. I thought, you know, word of mouth is going to kill it a little bit. But apparently that pent-up demand for superhero movies worked for Suicide Squad.
You know, what is it with our culture right now? We just, I think we're all looking for a redeemer maybe, huh?
Well, I think that's always the thing. You know, you look for who can save America, you know?
Yeah.
Who can save America? And that's really what the film is about. In fact, for those who are not familiar, it's based on a DC comic book series where a U.S. bureaucrat, played by Viola Davis in this film, by the way, gets this brainstorm idea that instead of gathering together good guys to fight supernatural threats, what if we got the fiercest, the foulest supervillains and teamed them up to fight off any superpowered threat that might come down the pike? Wouldn't that save America? You know, what could possibly go wrong with that, you know? So they bring in Will Smith's character, is called Deadshot in this film, and he's an assassin. He's pretty much like the guy they're looking for in Phoenix, Arizona right now, who shot 9 people and killed 7. That's the kind of character that Will Smith's character is. Like, we're supposed to make him a hero. And, oh, but he loves his daughter. Look, she's 11 years old, and he's such a good dad. Yeah, but he kills people. And and by the end of the movie, he's never repentant. We get the psychotic girlfriend of the Joker in the Batman series. We get a guy called El Diablo who can turn himself into a raging fireball. The only reason they agree to be part of this superhero team is that Viola Davis's character is able to commute their maximum security sentences down a decade or so. And, they're all willing to do that. But I tell you, Bill, the movie is gratuitously sexual, it's occultishly dark, and it's jarringly profane. We gave it a 2 out of 5 for family friendliness. I just wasn't a fan. I wasn't a fan from an entertainment point of view, and I wasn't a fan from a family point of view.
Yeah. Well, that's what happens sometimes with these movies. You know, it's like you and I have talked about before. It's like, you know, musicians that really don't know how to play, they use reverb and turn up the noise. And this seems to me like it's one of those things where you just turn it up and let it go and here it is. I mean, right now, and why not? I mean, for them, when they're looking at box office results and they look at the kind of money that's generated, they figure,
Suicide Squad too. There's no doubt. I mean, we already know that. They haven't announced it, but when you make $135 million opening weekend, you know they're already working on number 2.
Oh, absolutely. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Don't let the writers loose. Let's get them back together right away. My goodness. Yeah. So what else were you looking at?
Well, there was one other movie out in wide release. It's rated PG. We gave it a 3, which is an on-the-bubble rating. It's certainly no Oscar winner. Kevin Spacey is called 9 Lives, and Jennifer Garner in the film. Essentially, Kevin Spacey's character is an incredibly successful businessman, but he just doesn't have much time for his family. He's already gone through one marriage, we're told. Jennifer Garner's his new bride. They get along well, but you know, it's the daughter's birthday, and it's like he just kind of reluctantly has to stop and pick up a present for her. She's told him that she wants a cat. He hates cats, doesn't want a cat. Next thing you know, he picks up a cat at this kind of a strange little, you know, pet shop that specializes in cats. And then the very next thing you know, he's turned into a cat. And he's got a few days to he's done something wrong, and he better right it, and it has to do with his family, or he's going to be a cat for all eternity, if you will. And so he's definitely trying to figure out how to communicate to his family in a cat body. It's silly. Like I said, it's no Oscar winner. You know, it's on the bubble. If people are looking for something, it's not awful for families. It's just not great for families. It has potential. But I did see Pete's Dragon
How'd you like that?
It comes out this weekend. We'll talk more about it next Monday. I'll kind of unpack it a little bit more. But because I liked it so much, I'm just gonna squeeze it in there today and say, for those families who are looking for something and think
Nine Lives
might be that, you might want to wait until this coming Friday and go to see Pete's Dragon instead. I thought it was very touching, very, very pro family. You know. So, anyways, we'll talk more.
Speaking of grandkids, I got two of my other grandkids that are here on the island as well, and I was hoping to get them out with me to go see Secret Life of Pets, but the youngest one, he's been excited by Spider-Man, who's been walking the streets of Oahu here, but we couldn't quite get him to the movie. So I may eventually get to go see Secret Life of Pets. I'm going to have to wait till it comes out on DVD, the way my schedule's been going.
Well, and if you're looking for something to take him to, you know, you might consider Pete's Dragon this Friday or this Saturday.
Well, good.
This weekend.
I may have to wait until I get back to California, because they leave actually on Tuesday. They leave tomorrow.
Gotcha.
Anyway, it's been good fun. I mean, you know, good family time. You know, had some good time with them, and they're, you know, you love kids. I mean, it just reminds you again what it's all about.
That's absolutely, and what a great
Without
place
doubt.
To have family.
Okay, so Pete's Dragon, we're going to look forward to, and so you'll tell us more about that next week. Anything else on your radar? What's going on DVD-wise coming out?
Well, on my radar before DVD is a film called Queen of Cat Week. I just got done reading the book. Now, the film doesn't come out till, I believe, it's September 30th. So this is, and I typically don't talk about films way in advance, number one, and films I haven't seen, number two. So I probably should slap my wrist.
Okay, all right. Well, it's my fault. I led you to it and the whole deal.
No, but here's the because I like the book so much that I just feel like the film is going to be really good. But essentially, it's this. In the slums of Kenya, a Christian man got involved.
Okay, 5 seconds.
In teaching kids chess. And turn.
All right, to be continued.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.